Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This shiur is dedicated Le'ilei Nishmas, my mother, Chayarocha Bas David Tzvi, Hareini Misasa Kaparasi. And we are taking a look at a Midrash in Shmos Rabbah for Parsha Shmos. Mazel Tov on the Siyum on Sefer Bereishis last week. And now let us begin a new time period, and it is the Shibud Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is going back and forth with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He does not want to go down to Egypt. And finally he agrees, and he asks for signs. He needs signs to prove to the Jewish people that he's actually being sent by Hashem. And Hashem shows him three signs. The first sign is the sign of the Nachash, the snake. He takes his matzah, his staff, he throws it down, it becomes a snake. Moshe runs away. Second sign, he's told to put his hand becheko, in his chest, under his clothing, and take it out, and behold, his hand is covered in saras. And the third sign is that he takes water from the river, pours it, and it turns into blood. And these are the three signs he has to show the Jewish people. The Midrash in Shmos Rabbah, Gimel Yud Gimel, goes into depth of the symbolism of these different signs. And there's a lengthy back and forth about, is it really messages to Moshe? Perhaps it was at least the first two were signs that he spoke Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael, and therefore, he got the snake, which is a symbol of Lashon Hara, and Saras, which of course is a punishment for Lashon Hara. Then it says, no, maybe it's a sign to the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, or it's a message to Klal Yisrael about the Egyptians, that just like a Mitzora makes people tame, contaminates people, so too the Egyptians contaminated them, and so on. And then the Midrash says something interesting. It says, well, the truth is, it's all interesting, but it takes an interesting turn, I'll say. It says, the quotes the Pasuk. This is a Pasuk in our Parsha. V'haya im lo yaminu gam l'shnei v'gomer. It says, and if they will not believe even these two, etc. And that is a reference to the introduction to the third of the signs, the blood. And that's basically saying that the continuation is, if they will not believe the first two signs, then I will show them, then you should show them the third sign, which is water turning into blood. Now, the Midrash asks a funny question. Lama asalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalosh osos? Why did Hashem make three signs? And it's a funny question, because if you read the simple psukim, you could tell why, because he says, if they won't accept the first two, this is the third one you show them. But that's not what the Midrash answers. The Midrash answers, Keneged Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, corresponds to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay. Three signs that Moshe has shown by Hashem, and is to show Klal Yisrael, corresponds to the Avos. And then it continues with L'kach D'Mimei Hayor, that you should take water from the river, and that's a sign to Klal Yisrael what's going to be in the future. First of all, of Makas Dam, where the river turns into blood, as well as the blood of Moshe, the death of Moshe that comes at the hands of water, May Meriva. But taking a step back, going back to that statement, why are they shown three signs for the three Avos? What do the Avos have to do with anything that's going on here? Well, what do these three signs have to do with Avos? So on a simple level, it could be that this redemption of the nation, it can't be understood in a vacuum, that there's a suffering, downtrodden nation that needs to be redeemed, and so Hashem is redeeming them. But rather, this is actually a promise to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are going to be present throughout this redemption. Of course, we see they daven, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Hashem reveals himself. This is connected to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But even the signs are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But even more than that, this whole performance in Mitzrayim is a demonstration to Klal Yisrael, to the Egyptians, to the world about Hashem's existence. And Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in their lifetimes were that. They were a demonstration of God's existence. Of course, we see it explicitly with Avram, and Chazal elaborated on this heavily, how Avram went around preaching monotheism. Of course, we see with Yitzchak and Yaakov also that people who interact with them start talking about God and understand this concept, and the Avos really represented in their lifetimes a symbol of fearing God and believing in God. And morality. They were symbols of that. They were osos of God's existence. in their lifetime. And now, as Hashem is about to show signs of himself and teach the world, it not only corresponds to the Avos, that would be the best way to do it. So that's what I would suggest to start things off. But I want to take a look at an interesting Perush that will take it a level deeper, which connects not just the concept of three and three, but really a level beyond that. And that is, you can find it in the Etzio Seif. The Etzio Seif is one of the Farshim on Midrash Rabbah. So the Etzio Seif says, quoting over here, Rav Moshe, the Av Basin of Tristina, that he does the signs backwards. He takes in the order of Dam, Tsaras, and Nachash, even though it happened really the other way around. He says Dam corresponds to Avram specifically, because Avram is the first one to have the Dam Mila. Avram is the first one to circumcise himself. He had that blood, so the blood corresponds to him. Tsaras is for Yitzchak, he says, who is very based on Bereishis Rabbah. We see he's like the Bali, the first Bali Surim. He's someone who suffered. Tsaras is a Yisurim, a type of affliction. Yitzchak was blind. And the Nachash corresponds to Yaakov, because Yaakov, you know, went at Esav and came out at his heel, just like a Nachash does, as we saw in last week's parsha with the Bracha to Dan, that a Nachash is, you know, bites the heels of a person, or a horse in that case. So over here, Yaakov was like a Nachash to Esav, grabbing onto his heel. So again, to put it short, Dam, Tsaras, Nachash. Dam is Avram for the Dam Mila, Tsaras is Yitzchak for Yisurim, and the Nachash is Yaakov for going at the heel. But I think we could also suggest something else that's very interesting. But first, I think we need to understand these three signs on a deeper level. What's the message of these three signs as a unit? What are we supposed to learn? I want to take a look first at the Sfarno. Sfarno has an interesting understanding of at least the first two. We have the first two are the Mate turning into Nachash and the hand getting Tsaras. And Sfarno says over here, on those psukim, that the message is that Hashem is a master over life and death. That he takes a dead stick, a staff, and he brings it to life and makes it into a snake. And on the other hand, literally, he makes a hand with live flesh and turns it into basically dead flesh, into tsaras. So Hashem makes that which is alive dead, that which is dead alive. Hashem is master over life and death. And this is likely a message to Klal Yisrael that they have to hear at this time. If you think about it, I don't think the Sfarno says this in particular, but there's this nation that's essentially in a death. They're on the verge of physical, literal death, and there's also a spiritual death in them. They're such a slave mentality and so downtrodden. They need the message that Hashem could bring them back to life, as well as Hashem is going to be able to bring death upon the Egyptians. So they have to hear both of these messages. What about the Dam? Why is the water turning into blood? And that, I think, you take a look at Rashi quoting Chazal, and symbolism of that sign is that Hashem strikes the gods first. That Hashem is more powerful than all the other gods. And the big god, or one of the major gods of Egypt, is the Nile. And we see that actually throughout all the Makos, Hashem attacks a lot of the gods, right? Of course, famously Ra, the sun god, is taken out in Makos Choshech, as well as maybe some of the others in the last series. And many gods are attacked at different points. Dever, and there were various animals that were deities of the Egyptians, but starting off, and of course the Tle, the sheep, which was a deity of theirs, and the Korban Pesach strikes that, but starting off, as Chazal point out, the Nile was a god of theirs, and it's being turned to blood, showing Hashem's power over other gods. So the three messages, if you feel like that, the three messages of these three signs were Hashem's mastery over life, his mastery over death, and not just that he has the power to kill and bring to life, but he's also all more powerful than any other god. And based on that, if we accept that premise, based on Sfarno and Rashi, what the symbolism of these signs are, perhaps we can actually connect it even more to the Avos than we did before. That the life, right, this Hashem showing a mastery over life is a reference to Yaakov Avinu, right? We see that there's a connection between Yaakov and life. We see in Parshas Vayigash, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov, Yaakov's his life, his spirit came to life. In last week's parsha, Vayechi Yaakov, there's a certain life to Yaakov Avinu. Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Tainus and elsewhere that Yaakov actually never died. Right, that it's with Yaakov Avinu lo meis, say Chazal. So we see that there is this connection between Yaakov and life. Now Yitzchak, maybe which of the power over death, maybe is a reference to Yitzchak. So Yitzchak, we know Chazal tell us he was as if he was dead. Right, he said he was blind and therefore compared to dead. Right, that's how Chazal understand it. That's one of the explanations for why it says Elokei Yitzchak. And before Yitzchak's actually dead, because he was blind, he's as if he was dead. And if you think about it even more, Yitzchak says, "Beterem amos," right? This is in Parshas Toldos. He says, "I'm going to bless you before I die." Meaning Yitzchak was like as if he was ready to die. That's why he gave the brachos over. He actually lives more than 50 years after that point. Meaning after the point where he says, "I'm going to die soon," and he lives 50 more years. So those 50 years are almost like as if they're in death. You know, Chazal tell us that Hashem views Yitzchak. It doesn't say eskor at the end of the Tochacha. At the end of the Tochacha, doesn't mention a specific zechira by Yitzchak. Chazal say over there, because Hashem says that because of the Akedah, he is lifanai. He's always before me as a pile of ashes, even though he wasn't actually killed and sacrificed on Akedah Yitzchak. But Hashem views him as if he's dead. So Yitzchak really has a lot of connection to death. And of course, Avram Avinu, right? So the Nachash and the message of the Dam, being Hashem is all powerful than all other gods. Of course, we know Avram Avinu had a lifelong battle against Avodah Zarah. Chazal tells us in all the Midrashim, in the text of the Chumash, he speaks about Hashem and his oneness. But the Chazal tells us in the Midrashim about how his father was an idolater, and he caused so much trouble in his idol store, and he smashed all the idols and made fun of all the customers and stood up to Nimrod. So Avram was a big os against Avodah Zarah. So you have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the order following the lead of the Rav Moshe, Avah Beis Din of Tristina. I'm just following his order that they correspond to. Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham. Yaakov is Hashem's mastery over life. Yaakov, Yitzchak is Hashem's mastery over death, right? Beterem Amos. And Avram is Hashem's mastery over Avodah Zarah. So these Avos, and these avos are connected to these osos. These signs are really an everlasting embodiment of the avos, meaning the lessons that they taught, that they're also transmitted through what's going to happen here in these signs to Klal Yisrael. And really, again, it's the message to Klal Yisrael to look back at the avos as their signs and their guiding light. To look back at the avos in Mitzrayim, they'll learn other messages. But the message for Klal Yisrael to learn and know forever is the message of these three osos, which follow these avos, and to turn their heads towards the avos. And may we also be zocha to internalize this lesson of these three, which is Hashem's mastery over everything else, all other powers in the world, and prioritizing Hashem over everything else, and his mastery over life and death. To believe that Hashem can do anything, that Hashem can bring life and death, that he can punish anybody he needs to punish and can heal anybody he needs to heal. May we be zocha to see that ultimate demonstration of his power, it's Hashem, with the Biskal Tzedek and Hevri Imenu. Have a beautiful Shabbos.